Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dottillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And Bobby's Notebook is brought to you by Rouse's Markets, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. Bob, every day of practice, I have heard glowing talk about one guy every day, Rashid Shaheed. Charlie and I spoke about it so much in the offseason. He's the one guy I looked at that, man, you know, if he can get a little bit stronger, come back from the knee injury, because you know Olave's going to have his targets, and he's right. a very good player. Just hopefully he can stay healthy, and you're always concerned when you have multiple concussions like that. But Shaheed seems to me to be the guy that, man, when you really need something, hey, throw it to me. I got it.
Well, Mike, I wish that was always the case. Let me tell you what happened. But like I said earlier, Spencer to Rashid plus 40 yards down the sideline, great throw, but it was, you know, great catch. He hung on the ball. They beat Quincy Riley. But there was a case in point. Now, it was a deep ball to Haener. I mean, a Haener to Rashid Shaheed. And but it was a contested ball. You see, to me, Rashid was ticked off too because he thought he should have caught it. It wasn't a pretty pass.
Okay.
But him and the DB, but Mikey still should have caught. I mean, go up and be that difference maker and make the quarterback look good. you know, I always say that.
Coming from a former quarterback, yeah. No shock to me.
So I'm looking like Haener is like, come on, you got to make a better throw than that. But because he was tracking the ball, Rashid was better than the defensive back, but he didn't come down with the catch. So I see, remember, I thought, like, if you're bigger or taller and you go up,
okay,
like, getting a rebound.
Did he not high point it right?
No, Mike. Okay. That was the thing. And he was frustrated because he knew that I should have had a touchdown on that. So that was the only thing. So when I look at Rashid, I still think that this might sound like blasphemy, too. I think Rashid might have more upside than Chris Olave. How he's more good developed. Chris Olave can run, but Rashid Shaheed's faster. Come on. Look at the chunk plays. So I think Rashid, who's going to benefit as much as anyone with the yak on Kellen Moore's offense, the yards after the catch, throwing under the sticks and getting those extra yards. Even Brandon Cooks realized that. That we have to utilize, and that helps out the quarterbacks even doing that aspect of the game, being able to get those yards after the catch. Now, Chris Olave could say that I don't mind going across the middle. I'm not affected by the concussions that I've had. But deep down in the back of your head, and the one thing you got going for them, they can't really lay you out. That doesn't mean they won't lay you out. They'll get a penalty, a significant fine. But that has to be in his mind. So I would trust, even in traffic, when you're trying to actually get yards, Rashid Shaheed or Brandon Cooks even more than Olave right now. Now, Olave will make plays and get open. He runs precise routes and is outstanding in that regard. But to say that, Chris Olave is going to say, I'm coming across the middle, throw me the ball, because I forgot who told me this. It might have been Steve. That at the Sunday practice, that Chris Olave made a nice play down the middle, but Reed would have lit him up. Now, he was like almost giving the lights out situation. Now, I don't know if it would have been lights out because you can't really hit the receiver. But if you're trying to separate him from the ball, maybe you take an angle where they can't call a penalty and it's still a significant hit. So when I look at that as far as how you try and attack the defense and move the sticks, Mike, and you know what has to happen? The offensive line has to really mature and gel and be the strong point, not only on the offense but the team. I think to keep us in games, our offensive line has to be like, whoa, that's a pleasant surprise. How they all playing together and getting the job done to help the young quarterback, whoever it might be, whether we're running or passing the football. Because that could be, if the offensive line sucks, there's no way in hell we're going to have a better record than we had last year. I can tell you right now.
I agree.
For us to win, and I'm saying, I think we're heading in a good season. We win 6 or 7 games. That's because the offensive line played well, and we could count on them. But if that doesn't happen, no, it could be a long season. But I think they're going to come together. That's one thing. I'm welcoming the pads because they get to come together and grow as a unit. And like I always talked about, that we talk about this, how practice is structured now. They can't really come to practice, develop as a unit because they don't practice blocking. Yeah. If you don't have the pads on, that's not practicing blocking, even though you're working on your footwork and hand placement.
Yeah, one of the things is, you talk about offensive line play. You know you've got a really good offensive line is when I'm running the ball and you know I'm running it and you can't stop me. The Eagles did it.
Oh, yes.
Remember the first game with the Lions and the Chiefs last year? Chris Jones is watching from one of the suites, okay? The Lions at the end of that game was, man, we ain't throwing the ball. We running it, and I dare you to stop it.
And that's the most. That's the most humiliating thing in the NFL when you know they're running and they're still getting 4.5, 5 yards a run.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.